Hey guys, welcome back to the Love Kinsey podcast. I'm so happy to be back this week. I have just been feeling so distracted lately and needed a little bit of time just to step back, especially as things are starting to reopen and schedules are starting to become busier again. I've personally been having a hard time just regulating my schedule and not getting back into old unhealthy patterns. I don't know if anybody else has been having that sort of issue coming out of COVID of stacking too many things on your plate or getting in this space of, oh my gosh, I don't know how to create time for myself, but also get the things that I need to done without, you know, filling myself up to the brim to where I'm burnt out again or anything like that. Because I think we've all kind of gotten used to this slower rhythm of life throughout 2020. And now coming out of it, it's this weird transition, at least for me personally, of jumping back in, socializing again, and still creating just that space for self-care and spiritual health and just taking inventory on rest. So that's kind of where I've been lately. But with all of that said, this week I actually have off and I am just so excited to catch up on said rest as well as take some inventory on my routines, maybe get back on track a little bit more and just start creating new routines as work and social life all starts to build back up. As you know, I'm not doing Hillsong College right now because I am on summer break. So that's a whole nother thing as well of that in-between stage of school, work, social life, finding balance. So kind of a roundabout way to introduce today's topic, but I think you get the gist. And before we jump completely into all of those fun topics, of course, I have to start with what I'm grateful for. And number one is a few weeks ago, my family came into town. And even though a lot of it did have to do with my car accident and getting my car taken care of, which is hallelujah, almost over. Thank goodness I'm supposed to get my car back this week, which is another thing I'm grateful for, but kind of lumped in with just family time and seeing them out here again and just having that time. It's always just so good to be with family and just have that feeling of home. So that's always something that I love and really enjoyed. And another thing, even though it has been a big stressor of my schedule and getting out of my routine, and I've just, you know, not been sleeping great because of all that. And just, I think with everything going on with the car and all of the COVID scares like 3-4 weeks ago, and just one thing on top of another, and getting back to work, it's definitely been more of a stressing time. But with all of that said, I am happy to even have the opportunity to get back to work and have just more open doors and be able to be in the fashion styling industry again has just felt so good because I know if you're a creative out there, you know the feeling of restlessness when you're not doing that thing that you love and you're not feeling like you're using your creative muscles, it can be just a really trying time. So I'm really happy to be able to do that again. And the last thing is really just that I have this week off. And even though I've loved being able to have more of a full schedule, I think I just need this week to regroup, take a beat, catch up on rest, like I said, figure out my routine and going forward and just reprioritizing things that I kind of let fall to the side. So that's kind of where I am right now. And what I'm feeling grateful for in this season, despite all of the distractions that I've been facing. As I was saying, I've been feeling oh so distracted lately. I mean, I'm talking lack of focus, lack of routine, just really in this state of restlessness and lack. And I mean, it's to the point where even when I sat down to record this podcast all ready to go, and I opened up my computer and I see my tabs open and my email, and I'm like, oh, I should check up on my emails right now. And I'm like, am I really that scatterbrained and have that big of a lack of focus that I can't even do what I sat down to do? It's just one of those things where I have to be extremely mindful of my priorities and getting back into routine and not moving backward into my old scatterbrained, unprioritized self in a way, I guess. And this past weekend, this Sunday to be exact, I was sitting down in church and it was one of those extremely confronting messages, you know, the kinds that the preacher starts speaking and you're like, did you listen to my conversation or did I, you know, leave my prayer journal out or something? Were you coming to my house? I'm confused. It was one of those. And it was all about Matthew 11:28, where Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest. And in that, the pastor talked about three signs of tiredness, which is memory, balance, and appetite. And in a spiritual sense, lack of memory is when we start to forget all the good that God has done and how far He's brought us. Balance, need I say more? Lack of just routine and that work, life, self-care, spiritual balance of rest, which I, as you can tell, have been very much lacking. The third one was appetite and just lack of appetite for God and quiet time, which I've definitely just been feeling that lack, as you could probably tell from my distraction to check my email, which who really has that? No one likes to check emails. So I don't know what that was, but it's one of those things. And it just reminds me of this saying that I've heard, that's the enemy's biggest tool isn't tempting us to do bad things, but really just to make us busy and distracted, whether it's filling our schedules up with good, bad, either. You know, I mean, getting back to work has been such a good thing, and being able to get out and socialize again with people I love and even new people. Those are all great things, but they still take away from time to myself or time with God sometimes. And it's one of those things that I think we all have to be really mindful of filling our cup up before we try to fill others. And with that being said, distractions can also be bad things, and like car wrecks or just extra stress or bad things that maybe happen in our lives. And it can also just be mindless wondering or scrolling on Instagram or online shopping, which I've definitely been doing since it's getting hotter. It can be a mixture of all those things. And it can also be pressure as well, which I found myself doing. And pressure and expectations for me personally have always been kind of a prominent thing in my life because I've always held myself to a pretty high standard. Everyone around me would definitely know and see that. And it can be a little unhealthy, to say the least, whether it's comparing myself or just competing so hard with myself to where I just tire myself out. And I've definitely been doing that lately, coming out of COVID, comparing myself to maybe the amount of time that I spent, let's say, reading my Bible or journaling or exercising, doing my devotions, all of those things, and all of that time that I spent in COVID, which obviously is not something that we can really compare as things start to open up. Because, hello, we don't have that much time anymore. We don't have nothing to do. We're getting back to normal schedules and trying to find work-life balance. As I have been trying to do that, though, I'm finding that I am trying to still keep with those unrealistic time goals to meet a certain standard that no one, not even God, has really asked of me. And I found myself this week with this revelation that it's not how much we do, but just that we're doing it. You know, I mean, I've heard that so many times with exercise and trainers saying it's just starting, and it's not, you know, how much you do, but it's just being consistent. Whatever time that you can give consistently is better than the time that you spend inconsistent, if that makes sense. And with devotional life, as in COVID, I used to spend maybe hours or even sometimes days of just in my Bible and studying God's word and having those conversations. But as work gets back, I might not be able to spend that same amount of time, but I can still spend intentional time reading and studying his word and journaling. And if I want to spend more time, maybe it means slotting out extra time at night instead of watching TV to spend with God. But at the end of the day, God doesn't look at the timetable of, oh my gosh, Kinsey spent only 20 minutes with me today, but so-and-so spent 2 hours. Like, they're going to move up the scale, Kinsey's going to move down. Thank goodness God does not work that way. And he really looks at the heart. And that really just confronted me this whole past week of, okay, where is my heart at? Am I looking at it more of a, oh my gosh, I have to spend 2 hours? Or is it a genuine want and desire to just sit down, talk to God, read his word, be with him, no matter if I have 5 minutes, 20 minutes, or an hour? It's all in what I do with the time that I have been given. And that can sometimes be hard to do. But again, it was such a huge revelation and reminder to me to return to my why and let go of the pressures and the expectations and even competition that I've been putting on myself of upholding this standard that was never asked of me except by myself. I just had this thought that, you know, God would rather 5 minutes of just intentional, devoted time than five lengthy hours of distracted time where we're just talking or our mind is wandering and we never stop to just be still and listen. Because that was another thing that I found myself doing lately is, you know, doing maybe a methodical prayer at night of, you know, following a certain structure. And it's easy for me to get into because I think I'm more of a structured planning personality type. So it's easy for me to get into repetitions of things. And once I have a routine, to do it just like that and not really get out of it, especially in a studying scenario, whether it's school or whether it's quiet time, whatever it is, I like to do a lot of the same things the same way. So for me, especially prayer life, sometimes it can be very structured. And I found myself doing that to where I'm asking God, but I'm not really listening to him or just taking time to be still and to really, really just be genuine. I let my mind wander. I let my mind get distracted and think about the to-do list. I think we've all kind of been there where we start to pray, but half our brain's there. Half of our brain is, okay, so I have to get to work at this time. Then I have to pick up these things at the grocery store and I need to run and get this. Oh, I need to call this person too. I kind of promised them that I would do that. And by the end of it, it's like, oh, where was I? What was I doing? I don't know. I have no idea where I was, actually. So yeah, it's definitely a mindset that I can struggle with of always having 5 million things in my head instead of just letting go, letting the pressures off, breathing in, breathing out, and just being focused. Being able to listen fully to what God is saying and what he wants me to just hear, whether that be maybe an answer to prayer or maybe just the sound of stillness and silence that is sometimes uncomfortable. One thing I've been trying to remind myself amidst all the distractions and the pressures, the stress, whatever you want to call it, is how far I've come over this past year. And I think it's so important to remind ourselves of the growth that we've had, especially in a year like 2020. I think it's safe to say that none of us are exactly who we used to be. And if we're not careful, as we get back into maybe normal life again, if you want to call it, we can forget that. And it's been something that I've really been trying to be more mindful of. This week, I was especially reminded of that when I was reading 1 Peter 1:13-16. And personally, I love the Message translation of this. It says, "So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into those old grooves of evil doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life that's shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness." I love that passage because it's so true. As life starts to open back up, a lot of times I find myself doing the things that I just feel like doing. Like, oh, I just feel like scrolling on Instagram right now. Getting back into the old, distracted, busy grooves and even find myself craving those things. And it takes true mindfulness to say, okay, look, I'm not the person I used to be. I do know better. I've survived a whole year. I have new priorities. I'm a totally different person with different goals. I can live differently. I'm capable of so much more now. I'm in a different place, and that's okay. I think it's okay to have moments like that and to just take that inventory, take a beat, and be like, you know what? I'm doing better than I thought I was, and I'm gonna keep moving forward. I don't have to compare myself now with who I used to be, because those are two different people in different places. I'm gonna trust where God's taking me, because He knows what He's doing. He knows where He's brought me. He's opened new doors. Another verse that I wanted to share was 2 Corinthians 8:10 through 20. I'm not going to read the whole 10 verses, but the message kind of lumps them together. And it says, so here's what I think. The best thing you can do right now is to finish what you started last year and not let those good intentions grow stale. Your heart's been in the right place all along. You've got what it takes to finish up, so go to it. Once the commitment is clear, you can do what you can, not what you can't. The heart regulates the hands. Again, I love that because it's such a good reminder to not let the intentions that we started this year to grow stale. Those intentions, those changes that we set in place of, you know what, I'm not gonna be that way anymore. I'm not gonna allow myself to have the lack of priorities set in or the distraction set in. I mean, we all go through those moments and that's fine, but we don't have to let those things set camp on our life anymore. We can set a commitment to move forward and do what we can. I love where it says that, do what you can and not what you can't. For me, I get so overwhelmed sometimes with where I want to go and the big picture. I mean, hello, that's why I started the podcast at the beginning of this year, was to focus on being in the now and not so much just on becoming in the future and running towards something that's not even fully set yet. I get so concerned with, you know, what hasn't even been given to me yet that I forget what I have. And that's why I love that reminder of just focus on what we have in our hands, right? I mean, those things have been given to us for a reason. Just be faithful now and we'll see those things step by step unfold. I was reading this quote this week that said, hope is a confident expectation of future blessing based on facts and promises. Hope is having the confidence that the future blessing is going to come, that there's facts, there's promises that God has given us. But it takes being present and having the confidence in the place that we're in now, even though we might not fully see it yet. We continue to use what God has placed in our hands to move forward towards the blessing, towards that little window of hope that God has opened, and have that expectation that it's going to come step by step. It's going to come and it's going to unfold. all that we have to do is just make sure our heart is in the right place and make sure that we aren't letting the busyness set the pace of our life and the distractions come in and set camp, but that we continue to be committed and allow the heart to regulate our hands, like 2 Corinthians says. Our heart, when it's in the right place, regulates the work of our hands. When our heart's right, our hands follow. When our heart's right, everything else slowly comes to fruition. It might not be at the pace that we want it to be, but it's always the perfect pace. Personally, I think the key to living God-shaped lives isn't how much we do, as I was saying before, of filling our schedules or living up to certain expectations or setting structures and all of those things, which, I mean, all of those can be good when done in moderation, but when we're ruled by it and when we allow those things to take priority and to fill our mind and define our why, then it kind of comes in a question, okay, are we doing this for me or God? There's a reason why so many times in the Bible, like I think of Psalm 23, one of my favorite passages, this idea of peace and rest is this visual of a wide open field. Because I think God's trying to give us that message of when we're most at rest is when we're open to allow Him to work and when we have our hands open to Him to use what He's given us and to receive what He wants to bless us with. And when we're not trying to fit Him in a box or fit ourselves in a box or schedule out certain times or live up to those high expectations and pressures that He never asks of us. God is a place of rest and not a box to check. That's something that I've been really trying to remind myself and just redefine in my mind how I approach Him. He doesn't want us to approach Him with reluctancy, but with that openness and cheerfulness that's described in 2 Corinthians, that God loves a cheerful giver. And I think that includes our time and how we give our time to Him. He doesn't want it to be a second thought or something that we dread or something that we're rushing through just to put a check mark by of, oh, I spent my time with God. And then He's asking, but did you? Or were you just rushing through it? Did you really find rest and find that oasis of peace and be filled with that confident expectation? Or were you so distracted that you don't even know what you read or what you said? That's something for me that I'm really trying to work on this week, is just get to that place of oasis, of peace, of rest that I know He is, and remind myself of all the good things that He's done and how far I've come in this past year. That, okay, this season might look a little different than when I had literally all the time in the world, but like I said at the very beginning, it's not how much we do, but it's just that we're doing it, that our heart is in the right place, and that's enough for the hands to follow and the work to follow, the peace, the rest, the blessing, all of the things that I'm praying for to follow. And it's the perseverance to just keep going, to keep praying, and to pray until we see the blessing, and to take that time to listen for the answer, and to listen for what God's doing in our life, whether it's just teaching us how to be still, or maybe redirecting us or opening new doors. But I just want to encourage you today to just let God set the pace in that. You know, if you're anything like me, you're probably doing better than you think you are. And all you need is a little readjustment. And that's okay. We're in it together, and every season is new. So I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you can relate to it, whether you're readjusting or just feeling a little distracted. I hope you can get something out of this. And as always, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you enjoyed today's episode, and let me know if you have any ideas or topics that you want me to cover, any guests that you want me to ask on, whatever it may be. Feel free to reach out on Instagram at the Love Can See Podcast, and be sure to follow me for future updates so you don't miss another episode.